Hello and welcome to this week's IG Market Insights podcast. I'm broadcast journalist Emma Crosby, and joining me today is Chris Beecham, IG's Chief Market Analyst. Over the next few minutes, we'll be exploring the biggest stories emerging from this earnings season and what it could mean for investors like you. This podcast is produced by IG in collaboration with CNBC Catalyst. CNBC News is not involved in the creation of this content. Thank you, Chris, for joining me today.
Hi there, it's great to be here.
So, Chris, earnings season well and truly underway, of course, under the shadow of coronavirus. Could this be one of the most chaotic and confusing ones you've ever covered?
It certainly will be one of the most confusing, really. We've had the biggest external shock to the global economy, perhaps in almost a century. This means that companies will be reporting results that look very different to where we were just a year ago. And investors, that's a very tough call to navigate. We've seen already huge declines in economic activity and consumer spending, and of course the lockdowns, which have hit activity across the developed world. So it's no surprise that we're expecting some shocking numbers from corporate America. The big question for investors will be whether the rest of the year, and indeed in 2021, things start to look better. And in a sense, the numbers this time around almost don't matter. It's a bit like the economic data we've had over the past quarter, where the markets and investors generally have said, we don't really mind that things have been so bad. We'd rather focus on what comes next and on the response from governments and central banks. And the same thing applies to companies now. It's not so much what has happened, it's what comes next.
Let's break it down into sectors. What are you seeing? Is it a case of clear winners and losers here?
It will be to some extent. It doesn't really take an expert in company analysis to realize that some sectors will be much harder hit than others. And if we start with the losers, of course, it will be travel stocks, airlines, consumer discretionary spending. So companies providing sort of big ticket spending in terms of luxury goods and other sort of big electronic goods as well, where people have reined in their spending enormously in order to hunker down, if you like, in a time of huge economic uncertainty. And of course, they're not traveling because they can't. And so airlines will have seen a huge hit. We know that. And we've had already reports from the big US airlines about how difficult they see the environment. We've had a couple of bank earnings already, and that's reflected the downturn in the economy. In terms of winners, of course, it will be the tech sector, because people have spent lots of time at home. They've been on social media more. They've been using their streaming services a lot more. So there will be some winners, and indeed supermarkets as well. The likes of Walmart and Kroger in the States have had huge increases in activity, and that will be reflected in their results as well.
Chris, let's turn our attention now to what these reports mean for investors in the market. Now, across this series, we'll be taking a look at investor trends that you're seeing being played out across IG's trading platforms. And do you get the feeling, Chris, that going forward, there is a willingness from investors in the market to look beyond what could be some pretty terrible numbers coming out from companies?
Yes, indeed. I think it's something that we've seen from big lenders around the globe. And I think individual investors have taken this approach as well, that, again, you want to find the good companies that were good before the virus hit, and they've been dealing with this huge external shock. There's sort of much talk of looking at an extra adjustment in earnings ratios using sort of pre-COVID earnings before COVID kind of outlook here, and measuring company performance based on that. And I think it makes sense, because you've seen a lot of very viable businesses and very successful firms very much hit hard, and not because of their own making. This crisis is different to 2008-2009, because it's not a crisis that's come about through people being too aggressive in terms of their lending or their spending. And that's why investors are saying, well, I'm not so much bothered by what we're seeing now.
So we have a really interesting time ahead, don't we? Maybe not for the faint-hearted, though. Crucially, what and who should we be looking out for, Chris?
We really move into high gear with earnings season next week. And I think it becomes a week where consumer spending becomes far more in focus than it has done this week. And key names to watch for that week are Amazon and then American Express. Amazon, because of course it was such a big winner in Q1, people staying at home, shopping more at home. While we do expect good numbers, we also want to see whether they're seeing a rise in costs, which is a common theme across all companies, really, having to spend more money to implement new measures to provide safety for their workforce. The other key one is American Express, which, while it will help focus on retail spending online, gives you a much broader view of the US economy as well, and perhaps crucially, of course, for the higher end of the income spectrum.
That's all for this week's IG Market Insights podcast. And thanks to Chris Beecham, IG's Chief Market Analyst, for joining me. We'll be releasing a brand new episode every Thursday throughout earnings season. So remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from, or head to igmarketinsights.com where you can listen to all our episodes to date.
Turn volatility into opportunity this earnings season. With IG, you can trade the moment announcements happen, thanks to our out-of-hours markets on over 70 popular US stocks. Plus, you can invest commission-free in US shares when you open three or more positions per month. Search IG earnings season to find out more. Your capital is at risk. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money when trading CFDs and restricted options with this provider. You should consider whether you can afford to take the risk of losing your money. Deal three or more times in the previous month to qualify for our best commission rates.